All right. Good day, everybody. Let's call the meeting to order Thursday, April 8th, 2021 at 1602 minutes UTC. Welcome, everybody. First, I'd like to welcome and thank you all for taking the time to join this meeting and, of course, for your continued support of PeeringDB and your interest in the governance of the organization. I'd also like to take a moment to thank our volunteers for their hard work and dedication to PeeringDB. They are certainly the heart of the organization, and without them, we would not be here today. I'd also like to thank our sponsors for their continued financial support. They've been essential in creating a healthy organization, and we look forward to their continued support. As everyone knows, the PeeringDB organization strives to be as transparent as possible and documents its mission, strategy, operational objectives, financial information, committee information, organizational information, and its meeting minutes, all listed at gov.peeringdb.com. For those who don't have it up, our last annual meeting minutes are listed there as well, which is going to be on the agenda following this item. I certainly encourage all of you to review the site and provide any feedback to the board. And on that note, the next item on the agenda is to approve the meeting minutes from the last member meeting, April 17th, 2020. And with that, I would entertain a motion to pass the meeting minutes as written.
Gilmore, so moved.
Job Snyder, second up.
Excellent. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Meeting minutes pass unanimously. Moving on to the next item on the agenda, the financial update to Mr. Caputo.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. I'm Chris Caputo, your Secretary Treasurer. And here's a quick little update. Sponsorships are raising about $210,000 per year. The bank accounts are reconciled monthly, and the annual tax-exempt return will be filed in May, as is normal. And previous filings are on gov.peeringdb.com, along with annual financial reports. Normally, those financial reports are dumps from QuickBooks, and those are posted in January. And let's see. In 2020, sponsors contributed about $197,000, up from $185,000 the previous year. In 2020, we spent about $93,000 on software development and maintenance, which was up from $62,000 in 2019. Product management was $38,000 in 2020, and cloud services for the hosting and the database was about $19,000 per year in 2020. And then that's also close to the amount, which is about $20K for my services as your secretary, treasurer, and election operator for the board of the board election in April. And we currently have about $185,000 in our bank accounts. And with that, I'd love to take your questions. Thank you.
All right. Hearing none, thank you very much for the financial update. Moving on to the next item on the agenda, the admin committee update. To Mr. Nipper, Arnold.
Yeah, here is Arnold Nipper from the admin committee. So the admin committee is one of four and the oldest PeeringDB committees and responsible for day-to-day end user support. It is also the first point of contact for any inquiries to PeeringDB. The committee takes care of the consistency of the database content-wise. In other words, the AC is PeeringDB's support department. The committee currently consists of 8 active members based around the world and 1 board liaison. From April last year to March this year, there were no outgoing and no new members. In 2020, the committee also reworked its charter and helped to generate consistent charter elements for all committees. The most significant change was adding a dispute resolution procedure and defining the chair and vice chair's roles. The committee is led by Arnold Nipper and Davinder Costa. The committee processed about 12,700 tickets in the last year, which is between 920 and 1,330 tickets per month. The resolution time varied between 2.7 hours and 5.8 hours in recent months. Besides the day-to-day work of approving new requests and answering questions, the committee helped implement the Data Ownership Task Force recommendations. Fully implementing the advice is still a work in progress, as, for example, procedures for removing stale IX connections still are missing. As peering DB becomes more critical for global interconnections, they have to be sound and community-accepted definition and procedures the committee can base its work on. Here, input from the other committees as well as from the community at large is needed. While it's easy to define what a network, ASN, is, it's hard to do the same for a facility or an IXP. From April last year to March this year, we did not see any major issues with the submission and ticket system. Admin committee is committed to keeping the service level and will further work on improving the DB quality. I want to express my appreciation to the admin committee volunteers, which are Sean Coffey, Davinder Costa, Stefan Funke, Alexandre Guimares, Christopher Hansen, Peter Hermenstein, and Julimar Lungungu Mendes for all of their hard work. And that was the update from the admin committee. Are there any questions or comments? Can you hear me?
Yes,
we can hear you.
Okay, I hear no questions.
All right. Hearing none, thank you very much, Arnold, for the update. Greatly appreciated. And of course, thank you. Thank you to the admin committee members as well. Moving on to the next item on the agenda, the Operations Committee update. Over to you, Mr. Schneiders.
Thank you, Aaron. My name is Job Schneiders. I am chair of the Operations Committee. The Peering-DB Operations Committee is responsible for running the Peering-DB application on internet-accessible hosting infrastructure. As indicated in the update last year, we would be very much focusing on reliability and stability of the platform in the face of the global crisis we face because of the pandemic. And I hope that you'll agree with me that Peering-DB's uptime has been as it should be in the past 12 months. There are 3 key areas I want to highlight where progress has been made. First of all, the Peering-DB front-end application nowadays runs in a container structure. This allows us to deploy the application in a slightly more modern fashion than was previously done, and it also helps with local development. Secondly, we now have beta.peeringtheb.com running behind a global content delivery network. All participants of this meeting are encouraged to take a look at how beta.peeringtheb.com works for their experience, be it browsing through the website or using the API hosted on the beta instance. You should not notice any difference other than that it works perhaps a little bit smoother, But if you do see quirks that are not present on the main instance at www.peeringdb.com, please let the operations committee know. And then third and lastly, we are working on deploying DNSSEC signatures in our domain names. Currently, peeringdb.org is DNSSEC signed. And if in the course of the next few weeks we do not receive any reports that there is an issue of sorts with how peeringdb.org is signed, we will proceed to also sign .net and .com. And in doing so, hopefully improve reliability of accessing peeringdb online properties. Finally, I want to highlight and express appreciation to two volunteers in the operations committee, namely Chris Caputo and Matt Griswold. Without their contributions, the operations of peeringdb would be far more challenging than they right now are. So thank you to both of you for your efforts in the past year. With that, I'm about to close the update for the operations committee. And I would like to open the floor for any questions or comments the peeringdb assembly has for me.
All right. Also hearing no comments. Thank you very much, Yob, for the operations committee update. Moving on to the next item on agenda, the Outreach Committee update, Mr. Ryall.
Thanks very much, Aaron. So good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. So I'm Ben from the Outreach Committee. I suspect everyone already knows that, you know, the Outreach Committee is charged with the marketing efforts and running the PMDB organisation's external engagement. Talking a little bit what we've done in the last 12 months, we've had a few people changes. With the support of the other OC members, I took over the chairman role and position from Greg, and I'd like to thank Greg for his time serving as the OC chair. And we also welcomed a couple of new members to the OC, with Inga and Jana joining us. I think it's clear to say, and everyone probably appreciates this, restrictions and travel and conferences have impacted our in-person engagement and kind of supporting at events. But we have tried to continue, and we've continued online, and we've published a peeringdb video on how can peeringdb help me interconnect, which is on YouTube if no one's seen that. And we also continued our social media engagement, publishing our annual infographic at the start of February, highlighting how the number of records have grown throughout 2020 with the new IXP facilities and networks that have been added. And we also recognised the fifth birthday of peeringdb 2 on the 15th of March. And also partnering with other committees, there's a couple of how-to blog posts which have been published more recently as well. So one on how to get started as a network operator and one as an IX operator. Looking forward to the next 12 months, we're actually intending in May to host our kind of own virtual event. Going to open registration for that on the 19th of April. And that's going to have two sections really, one answering kind of common questions that the admin committee receive, and also a workshop on using peeringdb. And, you know, we're going to take advantage of people being remote and target areas we don't see as many records for in different parts of the world. We're also going to feed onto from the how-to blog post. There's probably some short targeted training videos and training online sessions. And then, you know, continue planning towards in-person engagement as that maybe, you know, starts to happen in some parts of the world later on this year. I'd like to thank the members of the OC for their continued support, and that's Arnold, Bijal, Greg, Inga, Rebecca, and Jana. At that point, happy to take any questions or any comments, and you can always reach us on the email distribution list as well. Thanks.
All right. Hearing no questions or comments, thank you, Ben, for the Outreach Committee update, and thank you to the volunteers who serve on the committee. Moving on to the next item on the agenda, the Product Committee update, Mr. McManus.
Hi, everyone. I'm Steve McManus. I chair the Product Committee for peeringdb. For those of you who are not familiar, the product committee is responsible for any changes to the core product appearing to be. And that can include simple things like typos, bug fixes to major large features. So we deal with a variety of issues, including small things as well as large things. The goals we set for 2020, back at the last annual meeting, we wanted to get a product roadmap that was more long-term. So historically, we've been kind of looking, you know, 1 to 3 months in the horizon, and we wanted to look 1 to 3 years in the horizon. We wanted to broaden the base of contributors to the code base, and we wanted to tackle the backlog of issues and make that smaller. So on the product roadmap, we sent out a survey, I believe it was late last year, to the whole product PeeringDB community to try and get some feedback on what we're doing well, what we're not doing well. Similarly, within the community, or within the committee, rather, we had a conversation about what some of our strengths were, what some of our weaknesses are, and some of the opportunities that we saw for PeeringDB. And we sort of combined these things into our roadmap going forward. We published that recently with the help of the outreach committee, and hopefully people have taken a look at that. And if they see anything that they disagree with or otherwise think is missing, I'm happy to get feedback on that long-term roadmap. In terms of broadening the base of contributors, so as you have mentioned earlier, we moved to containerization, which dramatically improved the ability for local development. In addition to making the application containerized, we also published a set of instructions for how any developer could go make contributions to the code base. The thing that we didn't do yet, though, which I think is a miss for us, was really reaching out to the community and making sure that they were both aware that you could do this, as well as figuring out ways to either sponsor hackathons or other ways to get people engaged. As Ben mentioned, I think this was hampered a little bit by the pandemic and the lack of in-person meetings. And we're hoping as things get back into the normal in the coming months that we can take a better stab at this and start getting more people contributing to the code base. Not that the development's going poorly, but we want to make sure that we can accelerate it even further to, which is the next goal, reducing the backlog of issues that we have. So in terms of the backlog, our release velocity was significantly better in the last 12 months than it was in the previous 12 months. We closed about 61 issues in the 12 months from the 2020 April meeting and the 2019 April meeting. And between the 2020 April meeting and the 2021 April meeting today, we've closed about 101 issues. So about a 1.5x improvement in terms of released issues per year. But I think the other important thing is some of those issues were significantly more difficult and challenging than the previous year. We took on bigger scoped issues as well as the usual bug fixes and things like that. In particular, one of the highlights was Arnold mentioned was the IXF importer, which sort of came out of the data ownership task force that we had spun up last year. And we're not 100% there where everyone's using it, but some IX operators are able to use it, and we're very close to getting it to GA. We also did a lot of work underpinning the geographic search capabilities that we found were lacking in PeeringDB. So that's not fully landed to everyone yet, but it will be relatively soon, later this year, as we get the user-facing part of that done. We released some improvements to the stability and reliability of the product by making API keys a new thing that we could use to track who's using the application, especially if they're overusing it or overutilizing it and taxing the system, which is useful. And I think there's a lot of stuff on the horizon around user documentation, which we started doing some of the prep work for. So in terms of goals for next year, or for the coming year rather, the documentation that I mentioned earlier is going to be one of our big focuses. One of the gaps that we identified is that there's lots of good tutorials on how to use PeeringDB, but they're scattered. And once they are uploaded, it's somewhat difficult for your average user to contribute to them. So we want to lower the bar for any community member to contribute to the documentation and make it easier to improve. And so that's going to be one of our big goals for 2021. The other big goal that we mentioned earlier was location. So if you're searching for a city and it's spelled differently in different languages, it's difficult to find that. And in some cases, you're not really interested in that city. You're interested in things that are nearby it. So you might be interested in adjacent cities. So making that search significantly better is on our list. And then the other big one that came out in the survey was the UX. People were pretty passionate about this on both sides. Some people felt like the existing user experience was perfect and we shouldn't touch it. And some people commented that it felt dated and a little bit old. So one of our goals for this year is to get some professional UX design, whether that's ideally a volunteer resource or if not, we might fall back to a paid one to give us feedback on how the UX could be improved. Ideally without alienating the users who like the current flow and the current user experience, but still giving it a more up-to-date look and refresh such that it feels, you know, like something that was built in the 2020s versus, you know, some number of years ago. So, those are some of our big goals, for 2020. One of the things that we got feedback on was a lack of option to capture carriers. And so in this context, I mean, people who are providing connectivity between facilities, and whether that's, you know, dark fiber or waves or whatever. So we're going to undertake some work this year around making sure that we understand what the models could look like there and whether it adds value to including peering DB. So look forward to some reach outs to people in the industry there soon. And if we decide that that will A, add a lot of value to peering DB to model and we can come to some consensus on how to do it best, then that's something we'll try to tackle in 2021, but you know, may fall to next year. So that's up for big goals. Just in terms of people, I want to thank some of the volunteers who left in the last year. So Shane Kerr and Greg Villan moved on from product committee in the last year, as well as our product manager, Felice, who moved on as well. The current committee members are Jan, Kayla, Matt, who's also the vice chair, Arnold, Yolandi, Yob, and myself. And we onboarded a new product manager in the last year, Leo, who's been very instrumental in both the product committee as well as coordinating between some of the other committees. That's the update from me. Any questions?
Hey, Steve, this is Chris Caputo. I was wondering if that roadmap is visible anywhere.
I thought it was published. Let me take a look.
All right. Any other questions or comments for the product committee while he's looking?
Yeah, it's on the blog on docs.peeringdb. I'll put a link into the chat for anyone who's curious.
Thank you.
Other questions and comments for the product committee? Hearing none, thank you very much for the update, Steve. And, of course, thank the volunteers who serve on the product committee. Moving on to the next item on the agenda is open Q&A for anybody in attendance, technical and policy questions. Mic is open. Okay, hearing no questions or comments, and we'll take that as positive feedback that we're going the right direction and move on to the next item on the agenda, voting and board election. We have an election cycle in progress, currently seeking candidates to fill the three open seats that are open on this upcoming also would like to take a moment to thank Frederick Horsbach for his serving on the board, as he has told us he is not running for re-election. So there are three seats coming up. The process is still open for nominations, and once we start the election process, you'll get an email from Chris Caputo confirming your voting link, and I'm sure he'll send out detailed instructions to the governance list as that process continues. And certainly would encourage all of you to participate in the process and vote. That being said, We're coming up to the adjournment of the meeting. Nothing else on the agenda, so I will thank you all again for your time and continued support of PeeringDB. And with that, I will adjourn the meeting.